Hello and welcome to East Valley News. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan, and today we're covering news from the towns of Mesa and Apache Junction. Our first story, second Mesa park ranger quits as goon squad probe deepens. The investigation into the Mesa park rangers deepened as an additional ranger was put on leave pending findings by the Mesa Police Department, meaning nearly half the team has been caught up in the goon squad scandal and two have left their jobs. A spokesperson with the city told the Arizona Republic on May 21 that a second ranger had resigned earlier that week. That follows the resignation of Joshua Amado on April 28, hours before he faced a termination hearing. Police arrested Mesa Ranger Joshua Amado April 22 on suspicion of possession of a stolen firearm. He was put on leave on April 12, a day after the firearm was reported, according to the city, prompting an internal investigation. The allegations came to light after a fellow park ranger reported the firearm to Mesa police, which set in motion an investigation. It entailed several interviews with other members of the unit. Since then, at least seven park rangers have been placed on leave or resigned, which nearly makes up half of the 16-person team. The ongoing police and independent external investigations stem from allegations of criminal activity and wrongdoing, including using racial slurs and targeting homeless people. A 60-page police report found a group of park rangers had a stolen firearm, used racial slurs and inappropriate use of force, and shared a goon squad patch. The report also detailed incidents of rangers targeting homeless individuals, seizing drugs, and coining the phrase gooning to mean dealing with the homeless problem. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office told the Republic in April that the case was turned down due to no reasonable likelihood of conviction, but did not explain why. The city transferred the command of the park rangers from the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department to the Mesa Police Department. As a result, current rangers must undergo a more rigorous background investigation that is required of all new Mesa police personnel, including a criminal history search, according to the city. The city could not give a clear indication when the police or the external investigation would be concluded. Assistant City Manager Scott Butler told the Republic the city gave the independent investigators carte blanche authority to go and look at everything dealing with the rangers and said they don't have a deadline to not rush the process. That story was second Mesa Park Ranger quits as goon squad probe deepens. The next story, permit sought for landscaping business outdoor storage yard in Apache Junction. A conditional use permit is being sought for an outdoor storage yard in the Baseline Industrial Park near Colt Road and 36th Avenue in Apache Junction. The Apache Junction Planning and Zoning Commission will discuss and vote on the permit at a meeting that begins at 7 p.m. Tuesday, May 27, in the Council Chambers, 300 East Superstition Boulevard. Timothy Booth with Gold Medal Landscape Management is seeking the permit for an outdoor storage yard in the Baseline Industrial Park on lots 14 and 15. Per historic Pinal County and city zoning records, lots 14 and 15 have been zoned industrial B5 or an equivalent county industrial zoning designation. The properties have never been developed according to a written staff report. In 2024, Gold Medal Landscape Management contacted the Planning and Zoning Division to inquire about using the two parcels for their landscape yard to store their landscape equipment and vehicles with the hope of moving their headquarters from Mesa to Apache Junction within 3 to 5 years. They were informed that this use would require a conditional use permit for outdoor storage, it states. The types of trucks and equipment proposed to be stored on site include 3/4-ton trucks with trailers carrying mowers, trimmers, and blowers, chip box trucks with a chipper in tow, 1-ton trucks with a skid steer or mini excavator, and 3/4-ton utility bed trucks, it states. The business will construct and operate the property as a secondary yard for landscape operations. During business hours, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., employee vehicles will be parked along the north wall, T.J. Booth of the Construction Division of Gold Medal Landscape Management said in a written project narrative. Although we don't make much noise, we would like to install a 6-foot-high wall on the north and south borders of the property and an 8-foot wall along the frontage or east side of the property to mitigate noise and for security. We will also construct a 3-foot decorative parking screen wall, it states. The primary duties of the commission include community contact regarding items such as a zoning change request or an application from a developer for a shopping center development or housing project. Also included are conditional use permits, with the final decision being handled at the Planning and Zoning Commission level, according to the city's website. That story was permit sought for landscaping business outdoor storage yard in Apache Junction. The next story. Police identify 16-year-old killed in Mesa apartment complex shooting. Police identified the teen killed in a shooting May 21st at a Mesa apartment complex as 16-year-old Azriel Lloyd. Officers responded to reports of a shooting near the US 60 and Val Vista Drive about 10 p.m. on May 21, according to Mesa Police Department. When they arrived, officers found Lloyd and a man with gunshot wounds. Both Lloyd and the man were taken to a hospital where Lloyd was pronounced dead. The man was expected to survive, police said. Investigators learned that Lloyd was hosting a party at the apartment, and he and the man were planning to meet and rob someone. Police said a potential suspect's vehicle was identified and followed to the Litchfield Park area that evening. Multiple people have been interviewed, including two investigative leads, but no arrests have been made, Mesa police said. Detectives are actively looking for witnesses who observed the shooting. Police said they believe this to be an isolated incident. That story was, police identify 16-year-old killed in Mesa apartment complex shooting. The next story, road work May to June on Apache Trail, 16th Avenue, in Apache Junction. Beginning May 27, the city of Apache Junction will start drainage improvement projects that will affect traffic in two areas. On West Apache Trail, the Meridian Drive to Ocotillo Drive, there are to be lane restrictions and closures in both directions, 24 hours a day, according to a release. Also, westbound traffic will be reduced to one lane. Median crossover access may be intermittently affected. Business access will remain open. Estimated completion, June 12. On West 16th Avenue, Saguaro Drive to Ironwood Drive, eastbound traffic will be reduced to one lane. Also, the eastbound bike lane and sidewalk will be closed. Estimated completion, June 20. These are not full road closures, but delays are expected. Plan ahead, drive with caution in work zones, and stay safe, the release states. For questions, contact the Public Works Department at 480-982-1055. That story was road work May to June on Apache Trail, 16th Avenue in Apache Junction. The next story, Arizona woman gets nearly 9 years in prison for using stolen identity to get health care. A Maricopa County woman was sentenced to nearly 9 years in prison in order to pay restitution after she accumulated nearly $300,000 in medical bills using a stolen identity, prosecutors said. Between September 2022 and March 2024, Shannon Lee Smith, 48, used another woman's name to fraudulently obtain medical care from various hospitals and ambulance providers, according to a statement from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. The woman discovered her identity had been stolen when she received a bill from her insurance company for services she never received, the county attorney's statement said. Smith received care at the Banner Desert Medical Center in Mesa, according to her indictment. She was ordered to repay Honor Health, Maricopa Ambulance, Radiology Partners, Mayo Clinic, and Aetna, the insurance company, according to her plea agreement. The impact of identity theft goes far beyond the financial implications, said Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell. It takes away a victim's peace of mind and leaves them to deal with the fallout of having false information tied to their name. I am proud of the work our prosecution team has done to hold the defendant accountable and allow the victim to start reclaiming her life. That story was Arizona woman gets nearly 9 years in prison for using stolen identity to get health care. The next story, Apache Junction Sewer Board approves $300,000 for pump improvements. A non-potable water system at the Apache Junction Sewer District that adds water to the treatment facility is in need of refurbishment, with a project that will be funded over 2 fiscal years. The Sewer District Board voted 4-0 May 20 to approve the design and materials for pump improvements for the non-potable water system at a cost not to exceed $300,000 to be paid from the Capital and Replacement Fund. Board Secretary Jesse Gage was absent. The project has been divided into 2 phases to spread costs over 2 fiscal years. The first phase involves the design and purchase of equipment and materials for the pump, piping, and electrical work. District Engineer Ann Latimer and Sewer District Manager Darren Englund wrote in a board document. The second phase is to cost $375,000 and is proposed as part of fiscal year 2026 budget. It includes the installation of the non-potable water system pump, system, and piping, they said. The district had budgeted $570,000 to complete the project in fiscal year 2021, but a portion of funding was used for other capital needs, it states in the document. Many, many years ago, we budgeted for this, and we took that money and put it on a different project, Englund said during the board meeting. So, it involves new pumps, additional pumps, and upsizing the pipe. Board members to the sewer district are appointed by the Apache Junction City Council. District board members serve as volunteers who are responsible for setting policy and rates, adopting a budget, and other high-level decision-making regarding all aspects of the district's operation and ongoing business affairs. By state law, board members cannot own 40 acres in the district, cannot be an employee or agent of a landowner who owns 40 acres or more in the district, cannot be an employee of the city or the county, and cannot be an elected official of the city or county. The next sewer board meeting begins at 8 a.m. Tuesday, June 24, in the district boardroom, 5661 South Ironwood Drive in Apache Junction. There is no July meeting. The agenda for the meeting will be posted at https://ajsewer.org/boardmeetings. That story was Apache Junction Sewer Board approves $300,000 for pump improvements. The next story, multiple suspects detained in deadly shooting at Mesa apartment complex. One person was killed and another injured after a shooting at a Mesa apartment complex. Police said officers responded to reports of a shooting about 10 p.m. on May 21 near the U.S. 60 and Val Vista Drive. Officers found one victim with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds and another victim who died as a result of their injuries. Multiple suspects were detained from multiple locations in connection with the shooting, and police said they believe the shooting to be an isolated incident. That story was multiple suspects detained in deadly shooting at Mesa apartment complex. The next story, Apache Junction Summer Reading Program has free events, prizes for all ages. The Apache Junction Public Library invites readers of all ages to a summer full of color and creativity by participating in the Color Our World Summer Reading Program, which has a variety of giveaways and prizes, as well as more than 100 free events. The program begins Saturday, May 24, and continues through Saturday, July 12. Reading enthusiasts can register at apachejunction.beanstack.org or on the Beanstack app to track their reading and win prizes. Registration is open to Apache Junction residents and non-residents alike. Readers of all age groups can collect prizes as they read throughout the summer, plus bonus prizes as they meet their reading goals. Prizes include passes to the Multi-Generational Center or the Superstition Shadows Aquatic Center, freebies to restaurants like Texas Roadhouse, Culver's, Sonic, Panda Express and Raising Cane's, a free book from AJPL's Scholastic Book Fair, July 7 to 12, for participants ages 0 to 18 years old who meet their reading goals, and gift basket drawing entries for all participants who meet their reading goals. Participating in the summer reading program is an excellent opportunity for students to maintain and improve the reading skills they acquired during the school year, all while earning free prizes, Pam Harrison, director of the Apache Junction Public Library, said in the release. Additionally, the program isn't only for kids. It offers exciting prizes and events for people of all ages. Free events to be hosted by the library include cooking classes, a radical reptile show, guided painting workshops, and a variety of other activities. To celebrate the launch of the summer reading program, the library will host two kickoff events. Color Your Summer Party, noon to 2 p.m. Thursday, May 29 at the library, 1177 North Idaho Road. Families and kids will enjoy fun activities, free ice cream donated by Bluebell, and giveaways from community guests including Apache Junction Parks and Recreation, Superstition Fire and Medical, Apache Junction Police, Salt River Project, and the University of Arizona Cooperative Extension. Page and Palette, a summer reading soiree, 5 to 7 p.m., Friday, May 30 at Page Artist Gallery Studio, 300 West Apache Trail, Suite Number 106A. Teens and adults will enjoy bites and sips, prize drawings, and a curated selection of books amidst artwork. For information about the Color Our World Summer Reading Program, go to ajpl.org/summer-reading. And that story was Apache Junction Summer Reading Program has free events, prizes for all ages. You're listening to East Valley News covering Mason Apache Junction on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. The next story, worker at Mesa Business dies after falling into equipment. A male employee at a Mesa business died early May 20 after falling into a piece of equipment. Emergency personnel responded to a rescue call near East Pecos and South Meridian Roads just before 2:30 a.m., according to the Mesa Fire and Medical Department. The worker, identified as 64-year-old Daryl Reinertsen, became trapped in the equipment after falling. He was pronounced dead at 2:57 a.m., according to Detective Richard Giles, spokesperson for the Mesa Police Department. Unfortunately, the male did not survive and was pronounced dead. The incident appears to be an accident, an email from the Mesa Fire said. The death was under investigation by the Arizona Division of Occupational Safety and Health, according to spokesperson Charles Carpenter. ADOSH was part of the Industrial Commission of Arizona, which administers and enforces laws for the health, safety, and well-being of workers in Arizona, along with dealing with workers' compensation and preventing things like child labor. A waste tire recycler under the same address as the call for service was operated by Crum Rubber Manufacturers, according to Johnny Delaunay, spokesperson for Maricopa County's Environmental Services Department. The company is regulated by the state and acted as a subcontractor for Maricopa County, Delaunay added. The facility's address was registered by Maricopa County under the same address as the call for service where the man died. According to the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, the site was the county-designated location for collection of waste tires. Arizona state law requires each county to have at least one waste tire collection site, according to Arizona Revised Statutes 44-1304. Mesa Police confirmed the accident. A spokesperson for Mesa Fire did not immediately respond to the Arizona Republic's request for more information. The Republic has reached out to the collection site for comment. That story was worker at Mesa Business dies after falling into equipment. The next story, 2% increase is proposed in fiscal year 25-26 for customers of Apache Junction Sewer District. A $500,000 solar power system used to reduce electrical costs is one of the capital improvements in the nearly $13 million fiscal year 2025-26 budget for Apache Junction Sewer District, which includes 2% wastewater service fee increases. The Sewer District Board voted 4-0 May 20 to approve a resolution to set June 24 as the date of a public hearing and vote on the $12.9 million budget and to establish proposed rates, fees, and charges beginning July 1, 2025. Board Secretary Jesse Gage was absent. A lot of work has gone into that over the last month. Thank you, staff, Vice Chairman Jim Reynolds said prior to the vote on the resolution. The next sewer board meeting begins at 8 a.m. Tuesday, June 24, in the district boardroom, 5661 South Ironwood Drive in Apache Junction. There is no July meeting. The agenda for the meeting will be posted at https://ajsewer.org/boardmeetings. Cost increases were proposed in a wastewater study done by Tischler Bees. The business was contracted by the sewer district to prepare a financial plan and rate study to ensure the utility has sufficient revenue to meet operational, capital, and loan obligations. The cost of single-family service is to increase 2.04% from the fiscal year 2025 monthly minimum of $46.60 to $47.55 in fiscal year 2026, according to a sewer district document. Connection fees are also increasing. For single-family homes, it is to increase $600, about 13.79%, to $4,950. Last year, the city issued more than 1,000 building permits for single-family homes. The sewer district is predicting 1,147 new connections for fiscal year 2026, according to a spreadsheet shown at the May 20 meeting, including Blossom Rock, 479 single-family homes, Radiance at Superstition Vistas, 476 single-family homes, Goldfield Estates, 52 single-family homes, Other Connections, 12 single-family homes. This is just showing you the breakdown of the new connections coming in, Sewer District Manager Darren Anglin said to the board. If the federal government decides to get rid of a solar power rebate program, that portion of the capital improvements budget will be brought back before the sewer board, he said. But it is in the budget. We have a lot of blank, vacant area in the back where this is proposed to be located, Anglin said. Board members to the sewer district are appointed by the Apache Junction City Council. District board members serve as volunteers who are responsible for setting policy and rates, adopting a budget, and other high-level decision-making regarding all aspects of the district's operation and ongoing business affairs. By state law, board members cannot own 40 acres in the district, cannot be an employee or agent of a landowner who owns 40 acres or more in the district, cannot be an employee of the city or the county, and cannot be an elected official of the city or county. That story was 2% increases proposed in fiscal year 25-26 for customers of Apache Junction Sewer District. The next story, Mesa mother shoots son after argument over a video game noise, police say. A Mesa mother shot her son after an argument over the volume of his video game, according to court records. A spokesperson for the Mesa Police Department said officers arrested Hazel Benson, 72, of Mesa after she called 911 on May 17, saying she had shot her 38-year-old son. Benson told police the two had argued about how loud her son's video games were, and he left the home, according to a police interview summary filed in court. Upon returning, her son tried to force his way into the house, and Benson told police she raised a handgun above her waist and shot at him, the summary says. Mesa police said Benson's son suffered a gunshot wound to the stomach and was transported to a hospital where he was in stable condition. Police recommended charges of aggravated assault, disorderly conduct, and discharging a firearm in city limits. That story was Mesa mother shoots son after argument over video game noise, police say. The next story, 7 thefts reported in Apache Junction to AJPD. The Apache Junction Police Department took the following reports of thefts May 1 to 7. Theft reported at 8:27 a.m. on May 1st in the 9800 block of South Reverence Road. Theft reported at 12:40 p.m. May 1 in the 700 block of North Golden Drive. Theft reported at 11:21 a.m. May 2 in the 1000 block of East Kachina Avenue. Theft reported at 3:43 p.m. May 2 in the 1900 block of West Sentiero Avenue. Theft reported at 8:44 p.m. May 3 in the 200 block of North Apache Trail. Theft reported at 7:32 a.m. May 5 at South Palo Verde Drive and West Sheridan Avenue. Theft reported at 9:08 p.m. May 7 in the 3000 block of North Idaho Road. Incidents are taken from communitycrimemap.com. That story was 7 thefts reported in Apache Junction to AJPD. The next story. Backer of Arizona Fix and Flip Home Scheme ordered to pay more than $250,000. Arizona investors lost tens of thousands of dollars in a fix and flip home scheme, according to an Arizona Corporation Commission investigation into Buckeye resident Michael Alexander Calendario. Mohammed Ekbatani of Mesa testified he invested $43,000 with Calendario to rehab a Central Phoenix home and was promised a high return within a few months when the house was supposed to be flipped for a profit. In 2023, the home was sold at a foreclosure auction and Ekbatani lost all of his investment. He was one of several investors who testified to losing money in Calendario's schemes. The Corporation Commission has ordered Calendario and his affiliated companies, REI Management LLC, formerly known as WLA Labs LLC, and REI House Buyers LLC, to pay $199,110 in restitution and $55,000 in administrative penalties for a fix-and-flip real estate venture. The Commission's investigation found Calendario and his companies weren't licensed to offer and sell investments in Arizona, but solicited investors through multiple websites with claims of aggressive investment returns of up to 30% per quarter. Calendario also didn't disclose to investors a felony conviction for financial theft and that he owed more than $1 million civil judgments and federal tax liens. In 2016, Calendario was arrested in Nevada after an investor accused him of defrauding him of $45,000. In 2018, Nevada issued a warrant for Calendario after his failure to appear in court. In December 2019, Calendario was arrested in Phoenix. In 2022, he pleaded guilty to attempted theft and was put on probation. He organized REI House Buyers 10 days after the probation order, according to the Corporation Commission. The state regulator also found Calendario manufactured deeds of trusts and didn't disclose his investment properties were either in foreclosure or pending foreclosure. Property records show REI House Buyers is tied to several Arizona properties, as well as real estate in other states. That story was Backer of Arizona Fix and Flip Home Scheme ordered to pay more than $250,000. This has been East Valley News covering Mesa and Apache Junction. I'm your volunteer reader, Dan Kaplan. Stay tuned for more excellent content on Sun Sounds of Arizona.